讲我自己心里边多么的感谢神，这次能够有机会来和大家一同的有交通。
First of all, I want to express my heart's thought that I can come here to fellowship with you all.
在如同我第一天的时候所说的，在最近我看到神在北美洲特别赐福中国人的青年人的聚会。
Just as I had mentioned in the first meeting, I could see how God is really blessing the young Christians, the Chinese Christians here in North America.
我心里面深深地觉得神在我们中间一定有一个特别的目的。
I'm convicted that God has a special purpose among us.
在这一个礼拜之内，我们看见了好多方面工作的需要摆在这里。
We have seen throughout this week the many needs before us.
刚刚我们又看见了台湾的机会，台湾的需要。
Just then we saw the opportunities and needs in Taiwan.
我们也看见在很多或者在这个地方华人中间的需要，或者是别的地方的需要。
We've also seen the needs of Chinese people here in the States and elsewhere.
神在这里给我们有了丰富的福气。
God has given us great blessings here.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，多给谁，他就要向谁多要。
But the Bible also tells us, whoever he gives more, he would demand more.
神赐福给我们有他的目的。
God has a purpose to all the abundant blessings that he's given us.
求神给我们有一个愿意的心，能够在他手里边让他来使用，完成他的目的。
May God give us a willing heart so that we'd be able to commit ourselves into his hands to be used by him.
现在低头我们一同祷告。
Let's bow in prayer.
亲爱的父，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with our whole heart.
因为在这一天之中，我们再一次见证了你的恩典。
Because today we've witnessed your blessings again.
当我们来到这一堂的聚会的时候，
As we come to you in this meeting,
求主的灵继续在我们心里边工作。
We plead that your spirit would work in our hearts.
我们愿意把我们每一个人都交在你的手里边。
We want to commit every single person here to you.
让你自己在我们中间成就你的美意。
So that you would accomplish your beautiful purpose among us.
当我们等待的时候，求你向我们讲话。
As we wait upon you, please speak to us.
奉主耶稣的名。
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
大家今天跟我打开约书亚记第五章。
Let's turn to the fifth chapter of Joshua.
约书亚记第五章，我们要从第十三节看完到第十五节。
We'll be reading verses 13 to 15.
在这两天之中，我为这次的聚会祷告的时候，
When I was praying for this meeting in these past few days,
神就特别把这一段经文里边的信息很重的放在我的心里边。
The Lord laid the message in these scriptures very heavily upon my heart.
请大家看十三节到第十五节。
Let's read 13 to 15. Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked. And behold, a man was standing opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, rather I indeed come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, What has my Lord to say to his servant? And the captain of the Lord's host said to Joshua, Remove your sandals from your feet, for the place where you are standing is holy.And Joshua did so.
以色列人经过了旷野的锻炼。
The Israelites went through the training of the wilderness.
现在过了约旦河，进入了迦南地了。
They have crossed the river Jordan and have entered Canaan.
以色列人没有受过特别的军事的训练。
The Israelites had not undergone any special military training.
他们的军队没有好的组织。
The armies were not well organized.
前面有很强大的敌人在迦南地。
Before them were very great enemies.
他们有很重的责任去为神来占领这个地方。
The Israelites had great responsibilities to claim the land for the Lord.
这般没有受过训练的人能够去完成得了这么重的责任吗？
Could these untrained people accomplish this very heavy purpose?
神如果要把这么重的一个责任交给他们，
If the Lord is going to give them such an important responsibility,
那么神怎么能够预备他们训练他们呢？
How is God to train them and prepare them?
工作太大了，太重要了。
The job is too big and important.
但是神所关心的不是工作多么大。
But the Lord is not concerned about the scale of the work.
神所关心的不是工作多么难。
He is not concerned about the difficulty of the job.
在神的工作上面，神所最关心的是那些个为神做工作的人怎么样。
Concerning the work, the Lord is most concerned about the people who will be involved in the work.
到底是谁在那里做工啊？
Actually, who's working there?
我们做谁的工啊？
Whose job are we doing?
如果是主自己在做工，那不论工作多么大，不论工作多么难，
If God himself is working, no matter how big or difficult the task is,
他可以做得成。
He can accomplish it.
但是问题是，他有没有一个合用的器皿在他的手里面？
The question is whether the Lord has a usable vessel in his hand.
所以在做任何神的工作的时候都是一样。
It's the same with any kind of task before the Lord.
神所最关心的是那些个神所要使用的人。
The primary concern of God are the people that he would be using.
如果神所使用的人预备好了，神有了他的器皿了，那工作不成问题。
There would be no problem about the job if the people that God would use are ready.
问这个原因，在去征服整个的迦南地以前，神先要做一个特别的训练工作。
Before the Israelites are to go and conquer Canaan, the Lord has to do a special work.
他所要训练的是这个约书亚。
He has to train Joshua.
如果约书亚在神的手里边给神训练好了，
If Joshua was well trained before the Lord,
神能够使用他做神自己的工作。
God could use him for his own work.
那今天我们所看的这段经文呢？
Today in our scripture,
就是神在这里训练约书亚这个人。
We can see God training Joshua.
我们看一看神怎么样来训练他。
Let's see how he does this.
以色列人已经来到了耶利哥，把那个城包围起来了。
The Israelites had already arrived at Jericho and surrounded it.
这个城是一个很坚固的、很强大的城。
This city is very well fortified and very great.
百姓在那里包围，他们没有办法去进攻。
The people had surrounded the city, but they could not bring it down.
但是在这个时候，有一天的晚上，约书亚就到军营里面去巡视。
One evening, Joshua went into the camp.
他在巡走的时候就看见了一个异象。
And when he was walking around, he had a vision.
看见有一个人手里边有拔出来的刀在那里站着。
He saw a man with a drawn sword in his hand.
约书亚看见这个人就问他一个问题。
When Joshua saw the man, he asked a question.
你是来帮助我们的还是帮助我们敌人的呢？
Are you for us or for our adversary?
啊，这是很合理的一个问题啊。
This is a very logical question.
两个军队预备打仗。
Two camps are ready to fight.
有一个人拿着武器到了前线。
A man had a weapon in his hand and was standing in the front line.
那当然你是来打仗的咯。
Then of course he's there for battle.
你是帮助我们打还是帮助我们敌人打呢？
Are you for us or for our enemies?
所以他这个问题问得很合理。
So the question was reasonable.
但是这个人的回答呢，却好像很不合理。
But the reply that was given seemed to be rather unreasonable.
你如果看我们中文圣经或者英文圣经，大概也是这样。你看那个标点很有意思。
It's interesting when you notice the punctuation.
那个人回答说，不是的。
The man replied, no.
这个不是的后面是一个句点，这句话讲完了。
In the Chinese version, after the word no, there was a full stop.
实际上应当是一个句点。
In fact, it should be a full stop.
因为这里他在回答约书亚的问题，说你是帮助谁呢？他说我不是。
Because when Joshua was asking him who he was for, he said no.
这句话我说表面上看起来很好像很不合理啊。
We said that superficially it seems to be rather unreasonable.
你既然谁也不是，那么你拿着武器到前线来做什么？
If the man wasn't for any either camps, then why should he be carrying a weapon?
你当然或者帮助他们，或者帮助我们了。
He should probably be for one side or the other.
不然的话，你拿刀到前线来做什么呢？
Otherwise, what was he doing with a sword at the front line?
然后下边这个人对约书亚讲一句话。
Then the man continued to speak to Joshua.
实际上，这个人就是耶和华自己。
Actually, this man was Jehovah himself.
他说我来是要做耶和华军队的元帅。
He said, indeed, I come now as captain of the host of the Lord.
如果我们把这句话稍微的把它改一改，
If we change this sentence a little bit,
我们把那个意思把它加强出来。
We try to emphasize and bring out the meaning.
我这句话实际上耶和华对约书亚是这样说。
The Lord was actually saying this to Joshua.
约书亚，你是以色列军队的元帅。
Joshua, you are the captain of the host of Israel.
你过去一直带领以色列的军队。
You had been leading the Israelite army all along.
现在你还要带领这个军队。
Now you shall continue to lead them.
你想做领袖，做元帅。
You want to be the leader, the captain.
你说问我，你要我来帮助你。
And then you ask me whether I would want to help you.
但是不是如此。
But that's not how it's going to be.
从此以后，你不要再做元帅了。
From now on, you are no longer the captain.
我是耶和华军队的元帅。
I am the captain of the host of the Lord.
你以前做领袖，你自己做头做主。
In the past, when you were captain, you headed everything.
但是现在，你要把这个做元帅的权柄交在我的手里面。
Now you have to give to me the rights of a captain.
我不是要在这里来帮助你。
I'm not here to help you.
这个战争不是你的。
Because the battle is not yours.
我要你把那个主权就回在我的手里边。
I want you to return the lordship to me.
从此以后，你不再做元帅了。
From now, you're no longer the captain.
我要做耶和华军队的元帅。
I shall be the captain of the host of the Lord.
我不是在你的底下来帮助你。
I am not helping you from beneath you.
你现在要在我的手下来帮助我。
Now you are to work and help me.
你要把做元帅的这个权柄交在我的手里面。
You have to hand over to me the right of the captain.
约书亚，你愿意不愿意？
Joshua, are you willing?
你愿意把你生命的主权交出来在我的手里面吗？
Are you willing to give to me the lordship of your life?
我这么样解释，我觉得不是把很多意思加到圣经里面去。
I don't feel that I'm interpolating a lot of meaning into the scripture.
因为这个意思就在经文里面。
Because this meaning is inherent in the scripture.
因为耶和华这样一说。
Because when the Lord said that,
约书亚自己即刻就明白了。
Joshua understood immediately.
你看下边怎么讲呢？
Let's look on.
约书亚就俯伏在地下拜，说：“我主有什么话吩咐仆人？”
And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and bowed down and said to him, "What has my Lord to say to his servant?"
他即刻承认这位跟他讲话的是他的主。
He recognized that the man speaking to him was his Lord.
他自己承认自己是仆人。
He recognized that he was a servant.
你有什么话吩咐我？
What words do you have to command me?
我愿意顺服在你的面前。
I'm willing to submit myself before you.
我愿意让你做我生命的主。
I'm willing to let you be the Lord of my life.
主在约书亚身上的要求。
The demand that the Lord has placed upon Joshua.
不是说你给我多少工作。
Was not how much work you're going to give to me.
或者你不是替我做多少工作。
Or how much work you are going to do for me.
乃是你愿意让我在你生命里面有多少的权柄。
But the question is, how much right and lordship do you want me to have in your life?
你愿意把不愿意把你生命的主权交在我的手里边。
Are you willing to give the lordship of your life into my hands?
这个是任何一个人所能面临的最大的一个挑战。
This is the greatest challenge that any person can face.
把你生命的主权交在你的手里面。
To hand over the lordship of your life to somebody else.
为主做一件工作容易。
It's easy to do a task for the Lord.
为主付一个代价容易。
It's easy to pay a price for the Lord.
为主牺牲一件事情容易。
It's easy to give a sacrifice to the Lord.
为主受苦容易。
It is easy even to suffer for the Lord.
因为我如果为主牺牲这件事情，我受了这一点痛苦了。
If I sacrifice something and suffered something for the Lord.
那么其他的事情还不要紧呢，我还是我的。
Then the other things still belong to me.
但是主对我们的要求不是如此。
But the Lord's demand to us is not just that.
在我们中间可能有很多弟兄姊妹都是在主的工作上面负很多责任的人。
Probably there are many among us here who have heavy up responsibilities before the Lord.
为此我们感谢主。
For that we thank the Lord.
可能在团契里边、查经班里边、在教会里边，你负很多的责任。
Maybe you've taken up heavy responsibilities in the Bible study, in the fellowship, and in the church.
每个礼拜你用一天或者两天或者三天的时间为主的工作。
Every day you spend one, two, three. Every week you spend 1 to 3 days working for the Lord.
为此我们感谢主。
For that we praise God.
但是你把那三天为主做完了工了，其他的四天怎么办呢？
But what about the 4 other days when you're not working for the Lord?
那四天是我的。
Those 4 days are mine.
我可以按照我的意思做我所喜欢的事情。
I can do what I like according to my will.
但是主对我们的要求不是如此。
But the Lord's demand on us is not like this.
他是要我们一个礼拜七天每天都要让他来做主。
He wants us to let him to be the Lord in all 7 days of the week.
有的人也许在金钱方面很肯负责任。
Some people may be very responsible in terms of money.
也许你现在的读书钱不很多。
Maybe as a student you don't have that much money.
也许我们刚出来工作有钱。
Maybe you're starting to work now and you have a better budget.
但是我们对奉献可能很忠心。
Maybe we're very faithful concerning our offerings.
十分之一、十分之二、十分之三。
10%, 20%, 30%?
在香港我知道有一个弟兄，他至少每个月把他收入的十分之三奉献给神的工作。
I know in Hong Kong a brother who offers 30% of his income to the Lord's work.
为这样的见证我们感谢主。
For that kind of witness, we thank God.
但是我还是说，这么样的奉献容易做。
But I still insist, this kind of offering is easy.
我把十分之一奉献了，十分之三、十分之四奉献了。
I offer 10%, 30%, 40%.
其他剩下的十分之九或者十分之六、十分之五是我的，我可以按照我的意思来使用。
But the other 90%, 50% or 60% are mine, and I can do what I want with it.
但是主对我们的要求不是十分之一、十分之二、十分之三。
But God's demand is not just 10, 20, or 30%.
是我们把所有的都交在主的手里边。
He wants us to commit all that we have into His hands.
你有很多的恩赐。
You have many talents.
可能你把你的恩赐奉献在主的面前了。
Maybe you've already handed that over to the Lord.
我们中间有很多人用音乐在那里侍奉。
A lot of us here serve the Lord through music.
在组织方面，很多人用很多的时间。
Concerning organization, a lot of people had contributed.
筹备的弟兄姊妹用了很多的时间。
And those preparing used a lot of time.
在教会里边，你负很重的责任。
In the church, you've taken up very heavy responsibility.
你把你这样的恩赐奉献在主的面前，我们感谢主。
We thank God that you committed all these talents to the Lord.
但是在这个恩赐以外，你所能做的别的事情怎么办呢？
But what about the things that you can do outside of these talents?
我可以做我所喜欢的事情。
I can do what I like.
主对我们的要求不是如此。
But God's demand upon us is not like this.
如果我们真正愿意放在主的手里边，
If we're really, really willing to place ourselves in the hands of the Lord,
是把我们整个的生命一点不保留地放在主的手里边，
It is to place our life without reservation into the hands of the Lord.
这种对主的顺服是最难的一种顺服。
This kind of submission before the Lord is the most difficult.
在我生活的一方面，一种工作，一段时间，一件事情，把这个交托给主容易。
It's easy to commit a thing or a certain aspect of my life or a certain aspect of work into the hands of the Lord.
但是主要的不只是这些。
But God wants more.
是把我生命的主权。
He wants the lordship of my life.
我自己整个的人放在主的手里边。
He wants us to place our whole person into His hand.
你来是要帮助我们，还是要帮助我们敌人呢？
Are you for us or for our adversaries?
主说不是的，我来是要做你生命的元帅。
The Lord said, No, I have come to be captain of your life.
今天你愿意把你的生命
Could you repeat that?
今天主来到我们面前，我们愿意不愿意把我们生命的这主权就在你的手里边？
Now the Lord has come before us and asked, Are you willing to put the lordship of your life into His hands?
约书亚说，主，你有什么话吩咐仆人？
Joshua said, What has my Lord to say to His servants?
当约书亚这么样一问的时候，
When Joshua asked thus,
主给了他一个吩咐。
The Lord gave him one command.
这个吩咐我觉得非常重要，非常美。
I find this command to be very important and very beautiful.
只有一件事情，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Just one thing, remove your sandals from your feet.
在旧约圣经里边，我们几次看到这件事情。
In the Old Testament, we can witness several occurrences of this matter.
主要使用一个人以前训练他的时候说，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
When God wants to train a person, before he trains them, he asks them to take off their sandals.
几次神对他的仆人讲这样的话。
Several times the Lord had spoken these words.
我们看见这件事情非常重要。
We see the significance of this thing.
那我们现在看一看，除掉脚上的鞋有什么意义？
Let's see what significance there is in removing one's sandals.
我觉得至少有两方面的意义。
Minimally, there are two different aspects.
一方面除掉脚上的鞋是表示要洁净自己的意思。
On the one hand, it means cleansing of the self.
在约翰福音第十三章记载着主耶稣和门徒吃最后晚餐。
In the Gospel of John, chapter 13, we read the Last Supper that Jesus shared with his disciples.
那么在吃饭中间呢，主耶稣就站起来要给门徒洗脚。
At that time, Jesus rose and washed the disciples' feet.
一个一个的洗，结果来到了彼得面前。
He washed their feet one by one until he came to Peter.
彼得说：“这个不行啊，主，你不可以洗我的脚。”
Peter said, "No, no, Lord, you can't wash my feet."
主耶稣说：“如果我不洗你的脚，你就在我的里边没有份了。”
But Jesus said, "If I don't do it to you, you will have no portion in me."
彼得说：“如果那样的话，不但脚，连头、连手、全身都要洗过。”
And Peter said.If that's the case, then don't just wash my feet, wash my head, my whole body.
主耶稣说，洗过澡的人呢，只要把脚一洗，全身就都洁净了。
And then Jesus said, those who have bathed need only to wash their feet, and then the whole body would be clean.
这句话是指着当时罗马帝国那个时代的一种生活的背景。
These words refer to a certain tradition in the Roman world at that time.
那个时候的人呢，家里边的设备没有我们这么好，不是每个家里边有一个洗澡房。
At that time, the people did not have as good facilities as we do now. They don't have their own private bathrooms in their homes.
那么人要想洗澡怎么办呢
？So what do people do when they want to take a bath?
他们到公众的浴室去洗澡。
They would go to public baths.
今天你要到罗马、到希腊去，还可以看见那种公众浴室的那种痕迹。
Even if you go to Rome or to Greece today, you can see some of the ruins of these ancient baths.
那么你在那里洗完了澡了，那你要回家喽。
After you've taken a bath in those public baths, then you have to go home.
那么那时候的人穿的鞋呢，是一种拖鞋一样啊，脚底下有一个鞋底，然后用绳子把它绑在脚上。
In those days, the shoes that people wear were like slippers with a flat sole and then strings to tie.The slippers to your feet.
那么那地上呢，多半都是土的地，没有像我们这么好的铺的好地。
The roads were mostly dust roads, not paved like ours.
那么这么样，你从那个公众浴室走回家的时候呢，你脚上又沾染了污秽了。
So as you walk back home from the public baths, your feet would get soiled.
所以主耶稣说，洗过澡的人把脚一洗，他全身就得洁净了。
That's why the Lord said, those who have taken a bath can just wash their feet and then the whole body would be clean.
当然主讲这句话有一个属灵的意义在里面。
Of course, there's a spiritual meaning to this when the Lord said it.
一个人相信主耶稣的时候
When a person believes in Jesus Christ,
主耶稣的宝血就洗净他全身的污秽了。
The precious blood of the Lord would be able to cleanse all the sins on his body.
一个得了救的人在他相信主的那一刻他全身的罪都洁净了。
A person that is saved is cleansed of all his sins at the very moment he accepts Christ.
但是当你得了救以后，你还要继续在地上生活。
But after you've been saved, you still have to live on this earth.
正如同你洗完了澡了，还要走路回家一样。
Just as you had to walk the way home after you've taken a bath.
那么你在地上走的时候，你的脚上沾染了污秽。
And as you walk, your feet get soiled.
那么在你地上生活的时候，你生活之中也沾染了许多的污秽。
And as you live in this world, you would also be soiled by many things of the world.
听到了一些个不应当听的事情。
Sometimes we hear things that we should not hear.
引起了你有不应当有的思想。
And then we begin to have thoughts that we should not have.
你有不应当有的态度。
Then you develop attitudes that you should not have.
你生活染了污秽了。
Then your life is dirtied.
看见了不应当看的事情。
You've seen things that you should not have seen.
叫你的思想污秽了。
That dirties your thoughts.
讲了不应当讲的话。
You've said things that you should not have said.
你生活中有了污秽了。
Then your life is polluted.
做了不应当做的事情。
You've done things that you should not have done.
你生活中沾染了污秽了。
And then your life is dirtied again.
怎么办呢？
What should we do?
洗过澡的人需要经常的来洗脚。
Those who've had a bath should wash their feet very often.
我们在生活中沾染了污秽以后，要经常到主面前来洁净自己。
When our lives get constantly soiled, we have to come before the Lord constantly to be cleansed.
经常把自己生活中的罪恶把它洗净。
So that the sins upon our body should be washed often.
一个人如果他在生活中容许罪恶存在而不肯对付，
if a person allows sins to remain in his life and refuses to attack it,
他没有盼望想在生活之中得主的喜悦，被主使用。
He has no hope in gaining the Lord's pleasure, and he has no hope in being used by the Lord.
人如果不是圣洁，就不能够为主使用。
If a person is not sanctified, he cannot be used by the Lord.
提摩太后书里边，保罗说：“你要成为圣洁，才能够合乎主用。”
In the second letter of Timothy, we're told that the Lord tells us that we have to be clean before we can be used by the Lord.
我觉得这个很多时候是我们基督徒中间一个极大的困难。
This is a great problem among us Christians.
今天我们生活的环境不一样。
Today our living environment is different.
我们整个生活的背景都不一样。
The whole background is different.
很多时候我们把罪看得太随便了。
Too often we're so lenient about sin.
明明说不可以做的事情，我偏要去做。
Things that we were told very explicitly not to do, we do.
我们把那个好像犯一点小罪看成了不要紧的事情。
We think that sinning small sins don't really matter.
我们不觉得那是一个失见证得罪神的事情。
We don't feel that this is a lack of witness that would cause shame to the Lord.
第一天聚会大会聚会的时候就报告给我们说我们每一个聚会都应当守时。
On the first meeting, we were told that we have to be on time for all meetings.
这个就表示出来我们态度。我们觉得这是一个可笑的事情。
That shows our attitude. We think that these things are laughable.
对罪一点都没有灵敏的感觉。
We have no sensitivity towards sin.
不觉得这是错。
We don't think it's wrong.
十一点钟应当熄灯。十一点钟应当熄灯。
At 11, we're supposed to switch off the light.
但是有多少灯十一点钟不熄？
But how many lights remain on after 11?
这非常可笑。
This is laughable.
但是外人看见这帮基督徒在那聚会，他们的见证怎么样呢？
But when outsiders look at us, what is our witness before them?
我们把罪看得太随便了。
We're too easy on sin.
但这可能是我们这些做传道人的责任。
Maybe that's the responsibility of us preachers.
救恩是不要花钱的。
Salvation is free.
主的恩典丰富，相信就可以得救。
The grace of the Lord is abundant. Those who believe will be saved.
罪不要紧，主够有恩典够你用的。
Sin doesn't matter. The Lord's grace is sufficient for you.
会不会是如此？我们把罪看得太随便了。
Is that why we are too easy on sin?
别的比这个更厉害的罪我就不用说了。
I don't have to mention more severe sins.
罪看得太随便了。
We take it too lightly about sin.
对主的感觉我们不灵敏了，不觉得罪恶的可怕了。
We're not sensitive to God. We don't think that sin is a fearful thing.
为这个原因，会不会很多时候拦阻我们见证的果效呢？
Would this obstruct the effectiveness of our witness very often?
成为圣洁才能够合乎主用。
Only those who are sanctified can be used by the Lord.
求主今天好像来把我们里边那个感觉做得更灵敏。
May the Lord really sharpen our sensitivity today.
叫我们觉得那个罪是一件可怕的事情。
So that we would know that sin is a fearful thing.
为什么初期的教会他们那么有能力啊？
Why was the early church so powerful?
彼得站起来一讲道，三千人信主。
When Peter stood up to preach, 3,000 came to the Lord.
再一次五千人信主。
And then 5,000 came to the Lord.
为什么呀？
Why?
亚拿尼亚和撒菲拉两个人把自己的房产卖了。
Ananias and Sapphira sold their properties.
为什么卖呢？
Why?
因为有别人把房产卖了，把钱拿到教会来了。
Because other people did the same, they sold their property and brought the money to the church.
如果别人有那么好的表现，我不行动啊，不大好意思吧。
If other people had such good actions, then if I don't do the same, they'll be rather embarrassing.
不过心里又不舍得。
And yet something inside me tells me I don't want to do it.
但是在人面前还要装的，是肯做。
But before other people, I have to fake it that I really want to do it.
所以结果把房子卖了。
And so I have to sell my property.
把钱拿到教会来。
I bring the money to the church.
但是拿到一半吧。
But only half.
别人不知道，装的跟别人表现一样样。
Other people would know because the couple were able to act like everybody else.
但是主的教会不容许这样的事情。
But the church of the Lord would not allow these things to happen.
为什么初期教会那么有能力啊？
Why was the early church so powerful?
对罪灵敏。
Because they were very sensitive to sin.
不能够容忍一点点的罪在他们中间存在。
They would not allow an iota of sin among them.
成为圣洁才能够合乎主用。
Only those who are sanctified can be used by the Lord.
求主给我们对罪有一个更加灵敏的感觉。
May the Lord help us to be really sensitive to sin.
也许外人看这是一件小小的一点事情。
Maybe for outsiders, it's just a very small matter.
啊，就是脾气不大好嘛。
Oh, it's just that he's bad-tempered.
啊，就是在属灵的事上有点懒惰，早晨不肯起来自己灵修嘛。
Oh, he's just a little lazy concerning spiritual things, so that he can't get up in the morning to do his devotion.
就是有点自私，不会替别人着想，只想到自己嘛。
Oh, he's just a little selfish, so that he couldn't think for other people and kept being very self-centered.
就是喜欢一点属世的一点享受嘛。
He only delights a little bit too much concerning worldly pleasures.
可能就是因为这么一点点小小的罪。
But it could be just these very little sins.
叫你对属灵的事情失掉了兴趣。
So that you would lose your interest in spiritual things.
叫你在生命上边不能成为一个有力的见证。
Consequently, you lose a powerful witness in your life.
把你脚上的鞋除下来。
Remove your sandals from your feet.
洁净你自己的生命。
Cleanse your life.
无论那个罪是什么。
No matter what that sin is.
用不着等着一个特别的奋兴会才来认罪。
You don't have to wait for a specific revival meeting.
用不着等着一个特别的时候才觉得自己不好了。
You don't have to wait for a special time to see that you're no good.
经常的在主的面前除掉承认自己的罪。
Cleanse and repent of your sins frequently before the Lord.
把你脚上的鞋除下来。
Remove your sandals from your feet.
然后除去脚上的鞋，我觉得另外有一方面很重要的意思。
Then there's another important significance concerning taking off the sandals from your feet.
除掉脚上的鞋的意思啊，就是放弃你的主权的意思。
It also means releasing your own lordship.
诗篇里面有很多很特别的词句。
In the Psalms, there are very many special terminologies.
有时候很难解释，很难明白。
Sometimes they're very hard to understand and explain.
诗篇六十篇有一句话。
In Psalm 60, there is this saying.
诗人呢，他就是好像代表耶和华说话，说我要向以东抛鞋。
The psalmist, speaking on behalf of the Lord, said, "Over Edom, I shall throw my shoe."
什么意思啊
？What does that mean?
不知道有没有人读这段圣经的时候觉得很难解释，什么叫向以东抛鞋呢
？Have you, having read that scripture, felt puzzled by that?
有的人有很多很特别的解释。
A lot of people have rather special explanations for this.
有的解释的很有趣，但是我觉得不对。
Some explanations are very interesting, but I don't think they are accurate.
鞋代表主权。
Shoe represents lordship.
把鞋抛出去到以东，意思就是说我的主权伸展到以东的地方。
To throw my shoe over Edom means that my lordship extends to Edom.
我有权来掌管以东。
I have power to rule over Edom.
路德记记载的一段非常美的故事。
In Ruth, we have recorded a very beautiful story.
我们记得路德从摩押地方回来以后。
We read that as Ruth left the land of the Moabites,
她就想为她自己前面的路程安排。
She was trying to plan for her future, for her future.
那么她的母亲就告诉她说，你应该去到波阿斯的地方去。
Her mother told her to go to the land of Boaz.
然后呢，说波阿斯是我们至近的亲属，他会替你，我们把地赎回来。
Boaz is a very close relative, and he would help you to redeem your land.
那么他会给你安排你的前途。
He'll plan your future for you.
那么他这个路德到波阿斯地方去了。
So Ruth went.
波阿斯果然就对他说，不错，我是你一个很近的亲属。
Sure enough, Boaz said, "Yes, I'm a close relative of yours."
我要为你来解决这件事情。
I would help you to solve your problem.
他说不过呀，有一个人跟你家的关系比我更近。
But he said, there's another person who is closer to you in relationship than me.
他有权先来替你赎地。
He has the power to redeem the land for you.
所以他要才他要做就好，他如果不肯做，我才有资格来做。
So it's better if he does it, but if he's not willing, then I will do it for you.
所以有一天呢，波阿斯在城门口坐着。
So one day when Boaz was sitting by the city gate,
那个人最近的那个亲戚呢，就刚好从那个地方走过。
The close relative just passed by that place.
波阿斯把他叫过来，就对他说。
Boaz greeted him and said to him,
你知道我们的亲戚路德回来了。
You know that our relative Ruth is back.
他的地已经失掉了。
She's lost her land.
现在我们应该把她地赎回来。
Now we have to redeem it for her.
你是她最近的亲属。
You're her closest relative.
你有权替她赎回来。
You have the authority to do it for her.
你愿意不愿意呢？
Are you willing?
他说我愿意。
He said yes.
波阿斯说，如果你要愿意替她赎地呢，你也要需要娶路德为妻。
And then Boaz said, if you're willing to do this for her, you have to do one more thing, to marry her.
他说这个不可以啊。
But the man said, oh no.
因为我要娶了路德为妻呢，会影响我自己产业的权柄。
Because he said, if I should marry Ruth, that would affect my authority, my rights over the land.
所以他说，我不能够做这件事情。
And so he said, I can't do this.
波阿斯说，你如果不愿意做，你愿意在众人面前做见证，放弃你的权柄吗？
Then Boaz said, then are you willing to relinquish your rights before a lot of witnesses?
他说我愿意。
And the man said yes.
有空的时候你回去自己看一看。
When you have time, go home and read the scripture.
你记得在路德记第四章，波阿斯对那个人怎么讲？
Do you recall how Boaz spoke to that man in chapter 4?
如果你愿意做这个见证，把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
If you're willing to bear that witness, remove the sandals from your feet.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
除掉鞋，就表示我愿意放弃我的主权。
To remove your sandals means that you're willing to relinquish your lordship.
从此以后我不再要你权柄了。
From now on, I don't want these rights.
除掉你脚上的鞋，放弃你的权柄。
Remove the sandals, relinquish your lordship.
主这里对约书亚说，除掉你脚上的鞋。
Here, that's exactly what the Lord said to Joshua.
放弃你生活中的主权。
Relinquish your lordship in your life.
从此以后，你不能够再做你自己生命的主了。
From now on, you can't be lord of your own life.
前边有很多的工作等待你去做。
There's so much work ahead of you.
但是如果你还要做你自己的主啊。
But if you insist on being the lord of your own life.
那么就是你自己去做那个工作。
Then you'll be doing the job yourself.
我不能够去做了。
I can't do it then.
我不能够让你做主，还来做我的工作。
I can't let you be the lord over my job.
你愿意不愿意放弃你的主权呢？
Are you willing to relinquish your lordship?
约书亚就照着行了。
And Joshua complied.
今天主耶稣也在对我们说。
Today the Lord is saying to us.
把你脚上的鞋脱下来。
Remove the sandals from your feet.
把你生命的主权就在我的手里面。
Hand over the lordship of your life into my hands.
前面我有很多的工作等待你去做。
I have a lot of work for you, ahead of you.
我有很多的责任要交托给你。
I have a lot of responsibilities I want to give to you.
但是如果你还抓住你的主权呢，我不能够使用你啊。
But if you keep holding on to your lordship, I can't use you.
你要自己做主，你不能够成为我的仆人。
If you want to be your own lord, you can't be my servant.
你要自己做主，你不能够做我的工作。
If you want to be your own lord, you can't do my work.
我有责任要给你。
I have responsibilities for you.
前面有很多的工作等待你去做。
There's a lot of work for you ahead.
但是你必须要把你的生命放在我的手里面。
But you must put your life in my hands.
宣道会的创始人宣信博士。
The founder of the Alliance Church, A.B. Simpson.
神特别的使用他。
Was greatly used by the Lord.
属灵的能力
spiritual power.
有一次两个传道人就讲这个宣信博士。
One time, two preachers were talking about A.B. Simpson.
他这个人讲道不是怎么特别的深吧。
The preaching was not very hard.
他也不是一个很有了不得口才的人。
He was not a very eloquent man.
为什么神那么使用他呢？
But the Lord used him so much. Why?
为什么神给他那么大能力呢？
Why did God give him such tremendous power?
另外一个传道人就说呀。
The other preacher said.
说我想大概是为了一个原因。
I guess maybe for one reason.
宣信这个人从来不跟主争权柄。
Simpson never wrestled with the Lord over rights and power.
今天主在我们中间也在 寻找这样的人。
Today, the Lord is seeking for such people among us.
找一个人，不要跟主去争那个权柄。
He wants to find a person among us who is willing not to wrestle with him for power.
我愿意把我的权，生命的主权交在主的手里面。
I'm willing to give the lordship of my life into God's hands.
主，从此以后，不论你要我做什么。
Lord, from now on, no matter what you want me to do,
你是我的主。
You're my Lord.
你让我做什么，我做什么。
What you say, I'll do.
你让我去什么地方，我去什么地方。
Where you want me to go, I go.
我愿意把整个的生命交在主的手里面。
I'm willing to give you my whole life.
我们一再的听到世界各地华人工作的需要。
Time and again, we've heard the needs of Chinese in all of the world.
不单华人，任何人今天都需要福音，等待着人去工作。
Not only the Chinese, but all people need the gospel. They need people to go and work among them.
我们看见这些需要。
We see these needs.
我们知道了什么地方有机会。
We know where there are opportunities.
主等待着一些个肯顺服在他面前的人。
The Lord awaits people who are willing to submit themselves before Him.
主可以差遣他去为他工作。
Then the Lord can send him out to work for Him.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
在我们中间的人多半都受过大学以上的教育。
Most of us here have received college education.
神给我们有丰富的恩典。
He has given us abundant blessings.
给我们有机会受教育。
He gave us opportunity to be educated.
给我们有机会有工作的经验。
He gave us opportunity for experience in work.
给我们有机会在属灵的事上受训练。
He gave us opportunities to be trained in spiritual things.
为什么呢？
Why?
主有一个目的。
He had one purpose.
但是这个目的不能够成就。
But this purpose cannot be accomplished.
除非我们肯把自己的生命交在主的手里边。
Unless we are willing to give our life into the hands of the Lord.
让主自己来使用。
So he can use us.
我不知道主在你生命中的计划是什么。
I don't know what the Lord's plan for your life is.
但是我知道主在你身上有一个计划。
But I know that the Lord has one purpose in your life.
只要你肯把生命交在主的手里边。
As long as you're willing to give your life into the Lord's hands.
主能够在你生活中成就他的旨意。
He can accomplish his will in your life.
我们中间也许有人还没有肯接受主耶稣。
Maybe there are some among us who have not been willing to accept Christ.
这个关键是在我们的意志上面肯不肯顺服。
The crux is whether we're willing to be submissive in our will.
你愿意不愿意顺服在主的面前对主说，主，我知道我错了，我要接受你。
Are you willing to be submissive before the Lord and say, Lord, I know I'm wrong, I want to accept you.
主在等待着。
The Lord is waiting.
等待着那些肯顺服他的人。
He's waiting for people who are willing to submit themselves to him.
主要使用他。
The Lord will use him.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
你都听到。
Let's bow in prayer.
亲爱的父，我们满心的感谢你。
Dear Lord, we thank you with our whole heart.
因为我们知道你有恩典，有怜悯。
Because we know that you have grace and you have mercy.
你在我们身上有丰富的恩典。
You have abundant blessings upon us.
但是我们知道你给我们的恩典也有一个目的。
But we also know that these blessings are not without a purpose.
主，我们现在求你。
Lord, we plead before you.
求你把你自己的美意显示在我们心里面。
We plead that your own good will would be manifested to us.
我们也求你给我们有一个像约书亚那样的心。我们现在求你。
Lord, we plead before you.
求你把你自己的美意显示在我们心里面。
We plead that your own good will would be manifested to us.
我们也求你给我们有一个像约书亚那样的心智。
We plead that you would give us the will of Joshua.
我愿意把生命的主权交在神的手里面。
I'm willing to give the lordship of my life into the Lord's hands.
主，你有什么话吩咐仆人？
Lord, what words do you have for your servant?
我们知道你在寻找。
We know that you're seeking.
寻找一些个肯被你使用的人。
Seeking for people who are willing to be used by you.
主啊，求你恩待我们，我们愿意。
Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are willing.
我们愿意把生命交在你手里。
We're willing to give our lives into your hands.
我们愿意使用我们。
We're willing that you use us.
在这个极需要的世代，我们愿意使用我们。
In this age of great need, we know that you have to use us.
求主恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us. The Spirit is speaking to our hearts. Your hearts are moved. You know that the Lord has granted His mercy to you. You know the Lord has a beautiful will upon you. You are willing to be a person usable by the Lord. By your witness, other people would be blessed. You don't know how the Lord's going to use us.
也许在这里, 也许在别的地方,
maybe here, maybe elsewhere.
也许在你的职业上面,
maybe in the context of your work, maybe in other things.
但是你愿意, 不论主怎么用你,
but you're willing, no matter how He's going to use you.
你愿意把你整个的生命交在主的手里边,
you're willing to put your whole life into the Lord's hand.
如果你愿意, 请你把手举起来,
if you're willing, raise your hand.
我们要为你祷告,
we want to pray for you.
感谢主, 举过, 请放下来,
praise God, you can put down your hand.
还有没有?
Are there any more? Praise God. Thank the Lord.
举过你可以放下来。
You can put down your hand.
你知道主特别的恩待了你。
You know that the Lord has given you special blessings.
给你有恩赐, 给你有机会。
He gave you talents and opportunities.
给你有训练, 给你有教育。
He gave you training and education.
主在你身上有什么?
The Lord has a purpose in your life.
你愿意为主使用。
You're willing to be used by Him.
过去可能为了很多的原因受了拦阻。
Maybe you've been hindered in the past by many reasons. You weren't willing to submit yourself to Him. But today you're willing to give your life to the Lord.
从此以后,
from now on, I'm no longer Lord of my life.
无论主要我做什么,
no matter what He wants us to do,
我愿意,
I'm willing.
你如果愿意,
if you're willing,
你再把手举起来,
raise your hand. Thank Lord. Thank God.
如果请放下,
you can put down your hand.
如果请放下,
any more?
Thank you.
Thank Lord. Thank Lord. Thank Lord. Thank Lord. You can put down your hand. Any more? Thank God.
你心里面可能很激动,
maybe you're very emotional now.
但是你不愿意,
but you're unwilling.
你知道如果你不肯顺服在主的面前的话,
you know if you're not submissive to the Lord now,
主不能够在你身上有工作,
God cannot work in you.
你不愿意叫你的生命成为一个没有用处的生命,
you don't want your life to be futile.
如果你愿意,
if you're willing,
把生命的主权交在主的手里面,
to hand over to the Lord the lordship of your life,
请你把手举起来,
please raise your hand.
等一下我们为你祷告,
we'll pray for you.
Thank
God. Thank God.
你都可以放下,
you can put down your hand.
还有没有别位?
Any more? Thank God.
我们不愿意再等了,
we don't want to wait anymore. Thank you.
感谢主,
you can put down your hand.
你心里面在挣扎,
maybe there's a great battle in your heart.
让主在你的生命里面掌权,
let the Lord be Lord of your life. If you're willing, please raise your hand. Thank God. Thank God. You can put down your hand. I want to give another chance to those who maybe have not yet accepted the Lord. You've understood the gospel clearly.
你知道今天所以你没有信是你心里面不愿意。
You know that the reason for you're not believing today is because you're unwilling in your heart.
可能有些原因拦住你。
Maybe there are some reasons obstructing you.
可能有困难。
Maybe there are problems.
但是你愿意不顾一切让主来解决你的困难。
But you're willing to let the Lord solve your problems regardless of anything.
所以你愿意今天相信主耶稣。
So you're willing to believe in Jesus Christ today.
过去还没有表示过,
you have not made any indication of this in the past.
今天你愿意相信耶稣,
but today you're willing to believe Him.
我们愿意为你祷告,
we're willing to pray for you.
我们再给你一次机会,
we want to give you another opportunity.
如果有这样的人,
if there is such a person,
过去没有公开表示过相信主耶稣,
who have not publicly admitted that they want to believe in the Lord,
你今天愿意,
and you're willing today,
我们愿意为你祷告,
we'll pray for you.
请你把手举起来,
please raise your hand.
有没有这样的人?
Are there anybody here?
我愿意请刚才举手愿意完全顺服主的人
到前
面来。
I want to ask those who raise their hands, willing to submit the lordship of their lives into God's hands, to come to the front. Please come to the front. Is there anybody else?
刚才你没有举手。
Maybe you did not raise your hand just then.
但是你心里边在挣扎。
But there's a battle in your heart.
你知道你应当顺服在主面前。
You know you should submit yourself before the Lord.
你愿意。
You're willing.
虽然你没有举手。
Although you did not raise your hand.
也请你到前面来。
Please come to the front.
我们也祷告。
We want to pray for you.
我现在愿意请在前面的弟兄姊妹跪下，请所有的弟兄姊妹都站起来，我们一同祷告。
I want the people standing in the front to kneel in prayer, and the others will all please rise.
我们满心的感谢您，因为我们是你所造的，我们是你手里的工作，你用宝血把我们从罪恶里面买赎回来，我们是属你的人，我们本来应当是属你的。今天我们这里的弟兄姊妹们，他们现在愿意重新把自己生命的主权交在你的手里面，求你悦纳他们的奉献。主，我们为他们仰望你，我们知道他们今天这样的奉献前面可能有试探，可能有拦阻，可能有困难，我们求主保守他们顺服你的心，我们求你保守他们，叫他们今天奉献永远也不收回，让他的生命能够成为你可以使用的一面，帮他借着他们，我们看见你的恩典在我们中间彰显出来，让我们今天能跪在你面前的弟兄姊妹能够成为一个力量被你使用，让多人因着我们可以蒙恩，我们将他的交托给主，求主悦纳。今天在我们中间别的弟兄姊妹们，有的人可能心里边还有挣扎，还有困难，主啊，我们把他们交在你的手里面，求你给我们有一个愿意顺服的心，我们不愿意坚持走自己的道路而失掉你的路途。今天在我们中间，我不知道还有没有人没有相信主耶稣，我们再一次将他们交在你的手里面，求你在他们心里的感动，让他们心里面没有平安，只等着他们愿意对付，说主啊，我需要你，我也相信你。我们再一次将我们这里的每个人救回主，愿你的恩典在我们身上成就你自己美好的旨意。我们这样感谢祷告是奉主耶稣的名，阿们。
I have a few words to say to everybody.
大家既然有一个愿意奉献的心，
Since we all have a heart that's willing to submit ourselves before the Lord,
我觉得我们就应当按着主的带领预备走一个顺服神的道路。
I feel that according to the guidance of the Lord, we should be willing to start walking a path that's obedient to Him.
你如果有多少人是从一个教会来的，
If there are a group of people coming from the same church,
我希望你们在一起能够保持一个交通。
I hope that you can maintain a fellowship among you.
彼此讨论你们对主奉献的心。
To discuss together the heart to sacrifice before the Lord.
如果你只有一个人从你的教会来，
If you're alone,
我希望你回到自己地方以后，即刻把你奉献的心告诉给或者传道人，或者在主里边比较成熟一点的人，告诉给他知道。
Tell your heart's desire and your willingness to an elder in the church or your pastor or some spiritual member.
或意思就是说。你这个见证让别人知道，他们可以有人为你祷告，可以彼此代祷。
In other words, you want to share this witness with people who can support you in prayer.
我们按照这方面来预备，愿意按着主的带领走他要我们走的道路。
With this kind of preparation, we can begin to walk the kind of path that the Lord wants us to walk.
我也盼望我们这里也许有人等一下能够把这些弟兄姊妹的名字记下来，我们可以为他祷告。
I hope that somebody will be around later on to write down the names of these brothers and sisters so we can pray for them.
愿神赐福你们。
May the Lord bless you. Thank you.